Medical Notes. NACMAC Program Book, Discworld Convention, August 2002. What can I say? Various conventions ask for stuff like this as part of the whole business. It's part of how the whole thing works, and usually they get it, and occasionally, possibly, it's good. From Household Medicine, Hair Care and Simple Surgery, published by the Ankh-Morpork Guild of Barber Surgeons, to Ankh-Morpork Dollars. Discworld, while hosting a large number of well-known plagues and other ailments, also boasts, if that is the word, a number of medical conditions of its own. In Ankh-Morpork, in particular, population pressure has helped create a whole range of completely original yet curiously familiar complaints, such as attention surplus syndrome. Teachers find this just as bad as the other sort. No one likes a child who pays attention too hard, whose eyes follow your every move, and who listens very carefully to everything you say. It's like talking to a great big bottomless ear. Advanced cases correct spelling and pronunciation in a clear, piping voice, and point out errors of fact to the rest of the class. They also have the infuriating habit of reading all the way to the end of the classroom reader on the first day of term, instead of having the decency to read at the geological speed considered correct for the rest of their age group. Expel at the earliest opportunity. Floribundis syndrome. Erratic and uncontrollable attacks of politeness and good manners. This may not, at first sight, appear to be an affliction at all, but can be deadly if you are a fish porter, a prisoner, a trooper, or a member of some other profession where incivility is bloody well expected. So-called after Sergeant Major Charles Blossom Floribundi, who in times of stress lost control of his vocabulary and, for example, refused to fire on any enemy that he hadn't been introduced to. He was pensioned off when the entire barracks mutinied after being called, "You quite vexing gentleman." As Corporal Harry Sharpie Pointer said afterwards, "No one minds being called a ing of a ing, but that sounded like he ing meant it. What does ing vexing mean anyway?" Annoyer, or paranoia inversa. The belief that you are out to get everyone. This is extremely rare amongst people who are not dark lords or similar, since those that by profession are indeed out to get everyone do not count. However, Mrs. Everita Pewter of Dolly Sisters did visit her doctor complaining of feelings that she was oppressing people, spying on them, reading their mail, picking up their thoughts via strange waves, and so on. After extensive tests at Unseen University's Department of Invasive Medicine, it was found that Mrs. Pewter had in fact been born as one of them, but had never been taught to use her powers. The them is the secret, unknown, but certainly suspected organisation of people whose job it is to interfere with everybody else, ruin their lives, and, in short, mess up the world and then go home laughing. She sought advice about declaring herself as one of them, but once it was explained to her that doing so would involve wearing hooded black robes, conducting secret meetings in vast underground caverns, and manipulating the destiny of millions on a 24-hour basis, possibly while fondling a fluffy white cat, she realised that this would mean missing Bridge Club on Wednesdays. And since, in any case, cats gave Mrs. Pewter hay fever, she opted instead for a decoction of willow bark for whenever the voices in her head got too bad. Planets. An ailment peculiar to people working in conditions of stress in high magical environments. This can sometimes cause a breakdown in the inhibitory circuits which prevent every individual's belief that he or she is the center of the universe from being broadcast to the universe at large. The usual result is that small, imaginary planets will appear and begin to orbit the sufferer's head. Strictly speaking, the whole universe will eventually begin to orbit them as well, but the effect is so slight that it is in practice restricted to small items within a few feet. History records that the wizard Rorate Williams suffered from chronic planets for several years, and one of them developed quite an advanced civilization, which sent a small fleet of flying ships to colonize his head. a helpful and caring man, for some years he never wore a hat. Scroopism. Many people know about Thomas Bowdler, who published an edition of Shakespeare's works with all the offensive bits cut out. Few remember male infant Scroop, who had an overwhelming urge to add rude bits to books and songs not originally intended to contain any. This began at quite a young age, with the scrawling of words like knickers and bum in the margins of his schoolbooks. His problem was exacerbated by a lifelong inability to spell. But after he received a large legacy at the age of 21, he was able to reprint entire books that had been scrooped. These were substituted for the publisher's copies, which they otherwise resembled in every respect, when bookshop staff were not looking. For several months, the only result was a noticeable upsurge in the sales of several titles. Things came to a head, however, when a Miss Epitheme Sleighbells small, privately published volume entitled Thoughts from a Country Garden won several highly contested literary awards and was praised by a judge for its bold and controversial stance on the subject of primroses. Mr. Scroop died aged 84 and is buried in Small Gods Cemetery, Ankh-Morpork. His tombstone, including the inscription, may be inspected by private arrangement with the head gravedigger, since, in deference to public opinion, it is kept wrapped in plain brown paper. Signitus. A minor but chronic ailment which causes the sufferer to groan and sometimes run away at the sight of anyone holding more than three books. Brandy has been found to relieve the symptoms, possibly with the addition of more brandy. Bursaritis. Chronic continence. The illusion that you have brought hundreds of people a long way in order to celebrate something that doesn't really exist. Symptoms are manic depression, a fixed waxy smile, and a tendency, unless physically prevented from doing so, to sell T-shirts at people. Those afflicted may shout things like, "Only 1,978 mugs to sell before we break even." Warning. Sufferers may spontaneously combust if woken suddenly from their trance-like state, and it is best to humour them until they wake up of their own accord. Be kind to these people. It is not their fault. These notes were supplied by Dr. Peristyle Slack, Ankh-Morpork Guild of Barber Surgeons. Come to us for a close shave.